In with the weekly feed is Alison Byrne from BQ. Morning, Alison.
Morning, Tess.
Happy International Women's Day.
Oh, you too.
What are we chatting about this week?
Well, I thought we might follow Scott Morrison this morning.
Okay, sure.
Now there's a segue.
Not what I was expecting.
Where he currently is, on Christmas Island.
Oh, true. Okay.
And, funnily enough, a Christmas Island cafe that is in La Kemba.
There's a cafe?
There is a cafe in La Kemba called Island Dreams Cafe.
Oh, my gosh.
And it sells food from the Christmas Island Cocos Keeling Islands. And even here, how about this for a link? It's run by some fantastic women.
Hey, yay! There it is. I had no idea that existed.
Yes, yeah, so it's on Howden Street in La Kemba. It's been there quite a number of years, so I think possibly like 20 years. And, yeah, it just quietly chugs along and it does some fantastic food.
Amazing.
Yeah, so the food from Christmas Island, even though it's quite tiny, they don't have a lot of ability to grow a lot of their own fruit. They have a lot of tropical fruits and different things like that, but a lot of their food's imported. But what the major food influence is Malaysian food. So there's a high population of Chinese Malays and Malays that have emigrated to Christmas Island. And so about 20 years ago, I think more than that, Island Dreams Cafe opened, and from some people who migrated from Christmas Island to Australia. And it's funny, when we say migration too, actually it is part of Australia. So, you know, they did actually just move, really.
Yeah. Move states.
Yes, move states. So it was started, as I said, in 1996. And it's run by a couple of fabulous women, a mother and a daughter. And the food there is just really, really great. So if you know Malaysian food in any way, they do things like a nasi lemak. So on weekends, that's only served. And that's a lovely plate of fluffy bowl rice, coconut rice with deep fried peanuts and anchovies and usually something like a chicken curry and a boiled egg and a sambal that's usually made from a little tiny little bit of dried fish. So that's really, really delicious. They also do what I call the bain marie of love at the front of the counter. And it's, you know, all the dishes are ready made, and in Malay, that's called nasi campur. So if you don't really know like what you feel like, you can say, oh, I'll have a nasi campur. And then you'd select two or three dishes that you want, and it's served with rice. So that's often a really great way to try quite a few different things. So, of course, they do a fantastic beef rendang if you know that dish. But other things that they're really known for is a chili lemon chicken dish.
Yum.
Called ayam panggang, and that's really delicious. So it's a curry with that sort of citrusy twist and little flecks of chili all dotted through it. So that's really delicious. A jackfruit curry. So jackfruit is a fantastic vegetable that is really dense, and really it's like a really super dense bamboo shoot, or it's hard to describe on radio but it's really fantastic in terms of you get a really good bite out of it.
Well, jackfruit's the one, isn't it, that people will use as a vegan alternative to pulled pork, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. So it's so heavy. It's like, actually, it has a lot of like almost like a heavy mushroom texture. Yeah, and it's a little bit, has some little stringy little tendrils. So yes, it would work really, really well in that way. So if you love that, they've got a great jackfruit curry. They also do things like chicken giblet and all other assorted animal pieces. So if you're also into whole of animal eating, that's also a really, really great thing to do as well. And great other sort of veggie dishes, like a fried potato and different assorted vegetables, which, you know, slightly little bit of crispiness on all the veggies. So that's also really great. So if you wanted to have that, you can have that. They also do a number of dishes that you can order off the menu. So satay sticks are really, really fantastic. Noodle soups. There's a fantastic Malay noodle soup that I love called Mee Rebus, and it's almost like a really thick curry gravy with your noodles.
Oh, wow.
So instead of sort of having your noodles fried on a plate, you have them in a bowl, and it's the soup is it's got a kind of a texture to it that helps it cling to the noodles, and it's quite thick.
Okay.
And that's really, really great. So I recommend that as well.
Recommending noodle
soup?
I am
recommending noodle soup. Me.
Never.
I honestly could have a noodle soup every single day of my life. I love it. It's my most favourite food. Anyway, so that's really fantastic. They do sweets as well.
Oh, cool.
So there's a really lovely sweet bar, and that's all handmade as well. So obviously the dishes have a little bit of a coconut flavour to it, coming from a lovely tropical island. Like Christmas Island would be. I don't know, I haven't been there. and they do fruit shakes and things like that as well. So it's really a really laid back, kind of slightly, you know, old-fashioned looking cafe. It hasn't had a lot of work done to it over the years, but it doesn't need it in my eyes. You know, that's the sort of thing that I perfectly think is fine. But yeah, it's been there for a while, and it, you know, I reckon go out and give it some love.
Amazing. So in La Kemba?
It's on, yeah, 47 Howden Street, La Kemba.
Amazing. Where can we find out more?
On our blog on b-kyu.com.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.